KSU Santa Clara presents. Two nerds answering the call to become KSU DJs. Join them now on this incredible journey.
It's a trap!
Robot at night.
Great Scott!
New powers rising!
I got a bad feeling about this.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
There is no escape.
You will be assimilated.
Let me do. It is useless to resist.
Resistance is futile.
You will be deleted.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
That is right. We are Robots Attack, and welcome to the show after Thanksgiving. Yes, yes. Now, you're probably wondering, what exactly is Robots Attack? Well, Caleb, who is my partner in crime here, and my name is Joe.
Joe is over there on the other mic.
So, Caleb, what exactly is Robots Attack for the people listening out there?
Well, Robots Attack is a discussion show of things that are interesting, things that are geeky, and things that are interesting and geeky.
Yes, we, as you can probably tell, we are more of a talk show, but we do, never fear, we do play music.
Yes, if you tune in and listen, there will be music breaks between each of our segments where we talk, so you won't be inundated with our voices over much.
Yeah, but you know, stick around. Just because it is more of a talk show, I think we bring you some interesting stories. Like, we bring you some news, we bring you some funny news, some serious news, and of course, all the geeky news that you'll ever want. And we also like when you participate. Now, what I mean by that is you can tweet us on Twitter.
Robots Attack Me.
And you can check out our actual page. Let's say maybe this is your first time catching this show. Well, yes. This is our fourth show, so we've done three others, and you can actually get them as podcasts on our site and through iTunes.
Yes.
And that site is, Caleb?
robotsattack.me.
Isn't that clever?
Yes, very clever.
We like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we think you'll like it too. And you know what you can do? You can email us at robotsattackshow@gmail.com. That's correct, right, Caleb?
Yes, robotsattack@gmail.com.
And we would love you to email us. Let us know what you think of the show, what you want us to talk about. Hey, even if you have some questions, some concerns, mm-hmm. and you want us to help you out, we're here to do that too. Also, we're on the Facebook at Robots Attack. And
Just Robots Attack. If you do a search for that.
Yeah, just Robots Attack. You can like us, leave us a comment, let us know what the deal is. So, Caleb and I, we've known each other for over like 15 years.
Yeah,
at least.
Easily.
Yeah, we've
known each other so long that it doesn't really bother us to think about how long we've known each other. So it's like,
yeah.
It's hard to remember a time when I didn't actually know Joe.
Yeah, exactly. And vice versa. I mean, I knew me my whole life.
But, yes.
You know, Caleb with the vice versa stuff. But yeah, I think it's a great relationship, you know, because, I tell him what to do, and he does it. So,
what we're
going to do is, speaking, since I mentioned this was the show after Thanksgiving, how was your Thanksgiving, Caleb?
It was great. Not too flamboyant, but it just, you know, good time hanging out with friends and family. We went up to my sister-in-law's house.
Oh, okay, okay.
And more of Elaine's family. Elaine's my wife, in case you're curious. there was like 15 adults and like four or five kids.
Oh, okay.
One of them may be in arms, so it's kind of like a half a kid. But it's good.
Good food, and had plenty to eat. And
that was so much food. I if you ever want to feel rich, go to a good Thanksgiving, and it's hard to if you're feeling ungrateful after that, there's something wrong with you as a human being.
I would agree. Yeah, I my Thanksgiving was pretty simple. Was with the parents, and we had awesome food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pie, the turkey, the green beans, the mashed potatoes, the sweet potatoes, you know, pretty much you name it, the cranberry sauce, everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was all excellent, had plenty left over. So, you know, the next few days, turkey sandwich,
turkey
this,
soup.
Yeah.
Turkey souffle. Can you even make that? I will find a way.
Yeah. We have the turkey, damn it, and we will make it.
If you look like Forrest Gump, got turkey gumbo, turkey souffle, yeah, jumbo turkey. Fried turkey. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Now, after Thanksgiving is the famous Black Friday.
Dun, dun, dun. Beware Black Friday. It's like October all over again.
Speaking of that, did you see the incredibly awesome Kohl's Black Friday commercial?
I thankfully don't have actual cable TV anymore, so I have been spared the awesomeness that is commercial TV for a little bit. But enlighten me. I'm curious about this Kohl's ad. Let's see. I could probably look it up on the
interwebs. That's no fair, Caleb. That's no fair, because I had to suffer through hearing it from somewhere else, and it's not fair that you haven't suffered through it. Now, I'll give you a few hints. There's a particular song that relates to Friday.
Is it Miss Rebecca Black's?
Yes, but they changed it around, so it was Black Friday, and then they changed the lyrics to be like shopping related and everything, and it was
special.
It was horrid. Nothing against Kohl's, but that commercial was horrid.
Needs to stop.
Yeah, and to think it's like, they can't really use that again. Like, that was just a one-day thing. So I don't know how much money they paid her or paid to get the song, but I hope it was worth it for them, because, I mean, if you play it now, it's like, it's not Black Friday anymore. It's like Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyway, hopefully we don't have to ever hear that again.
Never, ever again.
But speaking of Black Friday, yes. Did you participate in it or do anything? Or
My participation in Black Friday was sending my wife off with her sister to go shopping while I sat around and played a little bit of Black Ops. Did a little JavaScript lesson online. So yeah, not exactly your typical Black Friday participation.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I didn't participate in it either.
Yeah. So if you missed on Black Friday, did you do Cyber Monday?
Yes. The lamest name ever, Cyber Monday.
Completely contrived. Please kill yourselves for using this word.
Damn, you want people to kill themselves?
No, I'm kidding.
I think there's a PSA about suicide hotlines in here. I don't think you should be, you know, saying that sort of thing. Now, I tease you, because that's what I do on this show. I tease Caleb.
Yeah.
And he likes it. That's why I do it. Normally, like, if he didn't like it, I wouldn't do it, but he likes it, so... You're going to be hearing,
one-sided liking,
yeah, you're going to hear me teasing him a lot, because he likes it. I mean, he's my friend, so I'm going to do the things that he likes. I mean, that's what good friends do. You know, it's like waffles. Good waffles stick together.
Yes.
So
good waffles hang together.
Simpsons reference for you there. Yes. I did not participate in Cyber Monday. Did.
No, I mean, I scrolled through Amazon, if that counts.
But yeah, I did look at some things, but yeah, nothing like,
actually bought. No.
Yeah.
The closest I came to buying anything was there's a wonderful website called Blambot. He does custom hand-drawn fonts that are both free and paid, and the paid ones are very inexpensive. So if you're looking for a good design font and want to pay like, I hope, $100, good place to start. Is that you?
Um, I think the computer made a noise, but that's okay. Cause I think, it's, you know, it's down on that. So
right.
Hopefully the audience didn't hear, the radio station say the station ID.
Yeah. So it's a great, great, great radio right there. Like, what the heck just happened? What's going on?
No, we planned that. We yes. want to remind people that
it
you
is
know,
radio.
It is KSCU Santa Clara 103.3.
Yes.
The underground sound.
The underground sound. But yeah, I almost went through with about that one. I'm like, I need to save a little bit of money right now. So. But yeah. It was very tempting. That was the closest I came. Like, I could buy like two or three of those and save 40% off the total cost. This would be awesome. But I also think it's worthwhile to give him full price for his work because he does good stuff and it's a very, very reasonable price.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I got in our news section, I got some stories about Black Friday. So we'll go into more detail when we hit our news. But for now, I think... Let's give the audience a little break from our talking so they're not like talk overload. Oh, I should change the station. Don't change the station because we're going to play some music right now. In fact, we are going to play a song called Scene in the Dark from a band called Underwater Country Club.
Underwater. I don't know what they
country
sound
club.
Like.
Yeah, this
club.
Is, I've never heard this before. And Caleb, have you ever heard this? All right, this is brand new to us and maybe brand new to you. So
enjoy.
Yeah, hopefully you like it. Hopefully it's good. If it's not good, we'll make fun of it when we come back. But
sounds great.
All right, we are Robots Attack.
Cuba in Focus. Foothill College presents Cuba in Focus, an exhibition by American and Cuban photographers. The photographs are an attempt to capture the creative spirit of Cuban culture. The exhibition is at the Carus Center for Innovation at Foothill College. For more information is available at cubainfocus.wordpress.com. The exhibition will run through December 8th. Dun, 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 dun.
The news. That is right. Welcome to Robots Attack news section.
News section.
The news. We bring you the news. Good news, bad news, crazy news, geeky news. We try to bring you all of it.
Bring you something interesting. And let's lead off with something that's kind of been a running news story for this month. It's known as Movember.
Yes. Only one more day and I get to shave this stupid thing off my face.
Oh, is it really that bad?
Yes. Man, when I eat food, it's like I feel it like feels like there's stuff stuck in my like above my mouth. I'm constantly like wiping like, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how Magnum PI did it. I don't know how he did it, but.
He's Tom Selleck. The food like wants to go into his mouth.
That's true. That is very true.
I want to be a part of this guy.
So yes, if you're not familiar with Movember, what it is, it's guys start at the beginning of November, clean shaven, and then you grow a mustache. You can't let it connect to your sideburns. You can grow like a Fu Manchu, porn stash. You can't really connect in the chin. You know, there's little rules like that. Mostly, it's pretty much grow a mustache, handlebar, whatever, the ones I mentioned. But
that's got to be a mustache.
It's got to be a mustache. And why do you do this crazy thing? Well, you do it to raise awareness for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, kind of men-related issues. Sort of like how women have breast cancer month for October, which is awesome. We got to protect those boobies.
Yes.
It's a good thing. Men have Movember for November. So, yeah, hopefully if you go to Movember.com, you can find some places to donate. There's still time. There's like one more day left. Please go and do that. It's a little too late to participate in Movember if you haven't yet, but
right.
Donate if you sense.
Yeah, it's for a good cause.
Yes, exactly. So yes, just one more day and I can shave this off and I'll be happy.
Of course, I wonder like if you let it grow out longer, if it would stop being as irritating.
Yeah, probably not. It would probably get better, but I don't want to.
you don't want to have the PI look?
No. I'm tempted, possibly, if if I ever decided to go as like Mario or Luigi.
Okay, okay.
To you know, grow it out mm-hmm. then. But yeah, no, I'm gonna shave it off.
I can understand that.
I'm glad I did it, don't get me wrong. I'm glad to participate in Movember. But yes, will be happy to shave it off.
Yes.
So but enough of mustache news. Let's go to some Black Friday news. In fact,
dun dun dun.
This past Black Friday had a record turnout.
Ooh.
According to,
is that good?
I would assume so. According to MSN.com, 226 million shoppers visited stores and websites.
Wow.
More people headed to stores and websites over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and average spending per person rose 9.1%.
Ooh.
As bargain hunting shoppers scooped up discounts on everything from gadgets to hoodies. Hey, I'm wearing a hoodie. A National Retail Federation survey on Sunday showed.
Mm-hmm.
The trade group survey found out that a record 226 million shoppers visited stores and websites over Black Friday weekend, up from 212 million last year. So
there you go.
So yeah, it went up. People are still, despite bad economic times, people, when they want to find a deal, they will take advantage of it, apparently. They want that TV from Best Buy or Walmart or whatever it was doing.
Yeah, must be.
See, the average spending for the weekend rose to $398.62 per person from $365.34 a year ago.
Ah. So did they have any, like, overall, like, what the expected, what the proposed take was?
It looks like total spending reached an estimated $52.4
billion
versus $45 billion.
Wow.
Last year. So, yeah, about 38% of shoppers said they went to discount retailers this weekend, while almost 31% visited electronic stores. Yeah, that's usually the big thing. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, TVs and
DVD players, Blu-rays, game consoles.
Yeah, computers, any kind of stuff. I mean, I doubt anybody who had iPads or anything on sale, but...
Yeah, well, technically...
Maybe the first one?
Apple did have iPads at a slight discount.
Like what, $5 or something?
It was closer to 15, but all right.
I
hold $12 off. You save the tax, essentially.
Wow, there you go. I guess that's something.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. What else do we have in the news, Caleb?
Well, continuing on this theme, but taking it a different direction, you know, 54 billion dollars was spent on Black Friday, and projected was 45 billion at least. Well, Jenny Jardin over at Boing Boing put a little thing together saying, you know, what if we were to repurpose some of this money? And she found a really cool infographic by Jess Bachman that kind of helps illustrate some of the things that could be done if we were to invest the $45 billion in charities and in world issues, as opposed to just spending it on ourselves. With that, with $45 billion in a year, they could provide clean water to 1 billion people. And you'd only have to spend $20 billion to do it. So that leaves us with a surplus of $20 billion. And that's from Charity Water. The UN could give universal primary education to by 2015, and that's only $10 billion. 100 million children could be fed until next Thanksgiving, and that's only $9.1 billion.
Jeez.
At actionagainsthunger.org, and there's a long this graphic is very long, and that's just some of the tips of it, and like with that much money, like they were showing that we can also do a lot of good work, and it wouldn't take that much effort on our own on our part as individuals to do it. We have, as long as we collectively pull together. So You know, if you are kind of fed up with some of the things that go on during Black Friday, you can there are alternatives to just giving it to Best Buy and Sony and Magnavox and Panasonic.
But Caleb, I want my 65-quarter-inch tri-cycle Tron plasma LED future radiant solar something. TV for $499 instead of $599.
Well, that's, you know, and if if you are in the market, if you do happen to need a TV, and that's kind of a quotation marks around that need, then yeah, I mean, take advantage of a deal that will be good for you. But it's like, you know, maybe instead of getting the 56 inch, you know, maybe go at the 42 and donate the difference or something like that. You know, it's just a reminder to think of the season of giving and be thankful for the fact that you even have the option of going out on Black Friday to spend frivolously on yourself.
Exactly. There you go. That's what it's about. Give. Don't forget.
Yes. Giving will enrich your heart. It's a good thing.
And speaking of enriching hearts.
Yes.
I have a story of love.
Oh.
Yes. A Black Friday story of love.
No way.
I apologize. Well, actually, I mispronounce the names of people to protect their identities.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We're doing Facebook's job for them by obfuscating their names.
Exactly. Yes, my story of love is about a couple
mm-hmm.
who met. This couple's name, Trevor McDonald and Jesse Purefelicerhaus, are getting married after meeting 3 years ago. So it wasn't this, like, past Black Friday.
Which okay.
Would have been a little crazy.
A little bit. Know?
Like, hey, look, wow, you're here for the TV too? It's such a good deal. You know what? Let's get married.
Yeah, that'd be kind of, that's not a pickup line you hear very often.
Yeah, I mean,
here for the come for the TV. Leave with a marriage partner. It's like
yeah, you know, it's not. It wasn't like the Kardashian show or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
trashy.
Ahurst, Texas couple is getting married after meeting 3 years ago while waiting in a Black Friday line. Trevor McDonald and Jesse Purefelicerhaus were looking for a lot of things while sitting in the rain outside of a Hearst Super Target. It was a Super Target. Super. So those are the ones that have like food and stuff.
Yeah, they have produce and stuff in them.
Okay,
and gotcha. I think that because like the regular Targets are now starting to carry produce. It's I think it's the one that also have the Great Lands attached to them, so that you have like camping gear and like large box items and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well,
not that I would know.
Well, the one thing they weren't expecting to find was each other.
Aww. It's actually kind of sweet, though.
Should I attempt to do the female voice again?
No, just read the story.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. If they want to hear your female voice, they can tune it.
Maybe they've never heard it, so you know, like. I'll give him just a little sample.
Okay, okay.
So, he had this hoodie tied tight, and my mom dropped me off, and I was like, "You're not leaving me here with this guy. He looks like a bum." Purefelicerhaus said. After realizing the bum, quote unquote, was actually a hard working college student, stupid computer, Purefelicerhaus decided to give him a chance. The pair found themselves wrapped up in conversation for the next several hours, and when the doors finally opened at 6 a.m., they exchanged numbers.
6 a.m.? They were there for several hours, and then it became 6 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. I heard about people for this past Black Friday. They were, like, camping out, like, days before. For like at Best Buy or something, I think, like, you know, for a certain TV that was going, yeah, it was nuts. It was like
priorities, people, rearrange them.
Plus, usually, I mean, those special deals, it's like they only have, I think, you know, maybe like 5 or 10 of the, like that, say that TV or something. So
yeah,
all those people that are waiting, like most of them probably won't even be able to get one. You know? So it's like, ugh.
Have a second and third choice, people. That's all I got to say.
Anyway, back to this.
If you're going to do that.
To the story of love at the Super Target. Hey, look at that. It's got Target ads next to the
thing too.
What do you know? She text messaged me the next day saying, "Hey, Target boy," McDonald said. "That's what she used to call me, Target boy." See, there's from Texas. It probably doesn't sound like that, but I don't know if I can really do a Texas accent. Although I can't really do a woman's voice either, but I did it anyway. So,
oddly enough, most people from Texas don't sound like Texan.
Oh, really? So it's all just a myth?
Some of it.
Perpetrated by Hollywood and the liberal media.
It depends on which part of Texas you go to, how prevalent the accent is, but yeah.
Oh, okay. The couple's relationship began with casual phone calls and then a few dates. 2 years later, McDonald proposed. After I proposed to her, the first place we went was Target and took some pictures of our engagement, he said.
Aww.
McDonald and Purifay said that they found that cold November morning was better than any bargain they could have asked for. Yes, the ultimate Black Friday present. I got a good deal, McDonald said. So there you go. A story of love on Black Friday.
That's awful sweet.
Yes. Well, what else we have?
Well, let's see. We have a story that is about synesthesia. Have you ever heard of that? Actually, I think that's next. Synesthesia was next.
Well, whatever. If you got that one up, cue it up.
Yes, synesthesia is that unusual circumstance in the brain where you go from seeing a word to tasting it. So like you can, like there's people that like they don't. I knew a girl in high school that didn't like rap music because it just a bad taste in her mouth, and it was a literal bad taste in her mouth from it. It wasn't just
that's weird.
It wasn't figurative. It was like this music actually tastes bad, and it's not just and it's where you so the resulting sensation is not directly related to the thing other than it's happens at the same time. And they're saying that there is potentially a evolutionary this condition has been found to be heritable, and it's apparently then scientists at UC San Diego are saying that it's possibly still around because it is evolutionarily beneficial. That's a difficult word to say. They say that advanced brain scans are enabling researchers to better see the increased connections between sensory regions of the brain and learn more about the neural condition. So the study authors are trying to better analyze this phenomenon that turns things that shouldn't be related into things that are directly related. Synesthesia is about 7 times more common in artists and poets and novelists than in the rest of the population. And scientists have hypothesized that the
Well, you're doing it to protect the identity of the words stuff.
Are better at link because they think this happens as a result of the brains of these individuals to link unrelated ideas. So it's potentially going to save the world. Who knows?
Huh. Interesting.
Yes.
Well, I know a lady who, in my next story, doesn't really want to save the world, but she wants to try to save her dog.
Save her dog.
Yes, and what she did is she skipped Thanksgiving to do it. This story. Woman dons bikini in effort to find dog. She plans to skip Thanksgiving with family so she can focus on search for missing Chihuahua.
That is a very dedicated individual.
It's very noble.
Looking for a dog is a noble thing.
Yes. Woman took to the streets Wednesday to find her lost chihuahua, and she won't clothe herself or eat until the dog comes home. That's dedication. That's dedication right there.
That is a very curious form of dedication.
Arlene Musa Corona wore a bikini and held up a sign with pictures of her dog, Chispita, in the intersection of La Jolla Village Drive and Janice Avenue in San Diego, California. Hey, I know that one. On Wednesday morning, Corona, a student at University of California, San Diego. Hey, look at that. San Diego student. There you go. Said she tried everything to find her dog. From calling the pound to contacting a pet psychic.
Wow. Pet psychic.
Pet psychic. There you go. See? Determination. See, this student is determined.
Indeed.
Imagine.
Definitely something.
Imagine what she does with, you know.
Her studies?
Yeah, exactly. With her studies. If she applies all this effort for a dog, I mean, I imagine that she does all this for her studies as well.
I can only guess.
You know. But yeah, let me continue the story.
Sure.
The only other option was to wear her bikini in the 50-degree weather and not eat until she finds the dog, Corona said in an email. She listed her phone number and multiple pictures of Chipsita on her signs. See, that's that's dedication, man. That's I salute her.
That is dedication. Yes.
She against my family's wishes, I will be skipping my family Thanksgiving celebration this year and standing out there alone in an effort to be reunited with my dog, she said. Thanksgiving won't be the same without Chispita. Cars honked and men whistled and shouted catcalls at the woman as she held up her sign wearing red pumps, a white bikini top, and blue bikini bottom. The nation's colors, she said, to represent military personnel coming home. Wow. She hopes the same will be true of her dog.
I am not sure.
That's what a patriot. Man, she's a dedicated student, a patriot, a dog lover. Man.
What's not to like?
A maintenance worker in her La Jolla apartment complex told Corona that he saw a girl take the dog. Corona believes that if the dog was stolen, whoever took it may be too afraid to return it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I wish her luck in finding her dog.
Yeah.
Because, you know, losing a pet, all joking aside, pet is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. It is distressing when you're worried about your pet.
Exactly.
This is true. So, Joe.
Yes?
How smart is your phone?
I think it's smart.
Well, if your phone is smart enough, you can listen to KSCU on your smartphone.
Ooh, how do I do that?
You download a mobile Shoutcast app, such as TuneWiki, Shoutcast Radio, or Winamp, and then you search for our internet stream using the Googles or perhaps the Bing.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and then you can take KSCU everywhere, even if you go out of our broadcast range.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yes. And all you international students and other people that have friends across the world, you can spread the joy of KSCU globally through the power of the internet.
And please do.
Yes. Please do. Well, you know what dogs really like?
Licking stuff.
Besides that.
Pooping.
Besides that. You know, I'll tell you. I'll just tell you what one thing I know that dogs like. That's okay. Bones.
Bones. Yes, they do.
Bones, old bones, fresh bones. It depends on the dog. Well, if the dogs were to be anywhere near this dig site, they would have a whale of a time because they found in one of the driest places on Earth, the driest deserts specifically on Earth, they have found the remains of over 80 fossilized whales.
Oh, now I get it. Okay. Ding, ding. I gotcha.
Fossilized whales. Oh, yes.
Please stick around. Don't leave after that joke. It gets better. See, Caleb likes it when I tease him like that.
It does get better, though. This is a collaborative effort between scientists at Chile's Paleontological Museum of Caldera.
Woo! There you go.
Woo! And researchers from the Smithsonian Institute are looking into exactly how and why this happened. They have found 20 perfectly intact skeletons, and some are the most well-preserved ever discovered. And there has been a certain amount of contention in different groups talking about this. Just kind of like, what does it actually mean? You know,
what does it mean?
What does it mean? What does it mean?
Does the science add up, Caleb?
It seems to. There's the researcher Nicholas Pennison, curator of fossils of marine mammals at the Smithsonian National Institute, National Museum of Natural History, thinks that the whales all died at more or less the same time about 7 million years ago.
Whoa.
The area may have resembled a lagoon-like environment, and one hypothesis is that currents created the graveyard, carrying dead marine life to the lagoon that millions of years ago, and may have been situated along the Chilean coastline instead of a mile and a half offshore, which is where it is. Yeah, they're over a mile inland, so there are some crazy things going on in the world, because truth is stranger than fiction sometimes.
I would agree with that. And speaking of something strange,
yes,
I think I've got our last Thanksgiving related story here.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's an interesting one.
Lay it on me.
Wild turkey crashes into restaurant on Thanksgiving. Yes, he was like, come my brothers, we must escape. Wait, I'm too late. Oh, these turkeys are already dead.
Must avenge.
Must. In Penn Hills, Pennsylvania, a wild turkey apparently flew into an Eaton Park restaurant on, of all days, Thanksgiving. The 15-pound turkey was found among a pile of shattered glass on the carpet near some booth tables around 3 p.m. Nobody was inside the restaurant on Frankstown Road, which was closed for the holiday. Penn Hills police officer Bernard Satilli responded when the building's alarm went off. He said the turkey flew into the window and was not thrown. Probably was roosted in one of the trees in this wooded area back here, got up this morning and went for his morning flight and flew into the window. Fighting back on Thanksgiving. Oops. How ironic.
Yep. That's not something you would expect.
Yeah.
Like, how do you prepare for that? Like, oh, my God. You go, what in the heck is going
on? Yeah, what happened? Oh, Sheriff, we got a report of a break-in at the restaurant, the Eaton Park restaurant.
Really?
Yeah. You're never going to believe this. Apparently, a turkey broke into the restaurant.
A turkey breaking into a restaurant. That is new.
Yeah. Like, dude, just jump on my plate. The bears.
Please, into the bowl. No, in the pot. No, yeah. In the pot. Okay, just strictly into the oven.
Just get in there. Would you just get in there?
At least you know it's fresh.
There you go. And then on that note, you know?
Hmm.
Did you know, Caleb, about the Stuttering Foundation?
I did not know about the Stuttering Foundation.
Well, let me tell you some interesting facts. The Stuttering Foundation offers free online resources, services, and support for those who stutter. The foundation's website is www.stutteringhelp.org.
Well, there you are.
So what else you got in the news?
Well, you know what is an essential flavoring in almost any Thanksgiving meal?
I'm going to guess.
Guess.
Let's see.
Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
Pepperoni pizza.
Close. Pepper.
Ooh, hey, wow. All right, that was pretty close.
Yeah, you were pretty close. And Nothing says holiday spirit quite like pepper spray, right? Oh. Right?
Well, according to someone on Fox News, pepper spray is just, it's like a derivative of pepper, you know, the food product. So it's really not that bad.
Yeah. I guess you could go with that.
I'm just taking what they said, you know.
And that's an interesting concept. That's an interesting theory. We'll get back to that at some other point, I think. But yes, Matthew Lopez went to the Walmart in Porter Ranch on Thursday, on a Thursday night for Black Friday sale, but instead it was caught in a pepper spray attack by a woman who authorities said was competitive shopping. Notice the air quotes.
That's some crazy competitive shopping.
I've heard of competitive people, but this is a new level of priority needs to be straightened out.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently this is in LA area, and just this lady basically went in, got in line, and started
just like
using pepper spray to try and beat off to dissuade the other shoppers from getting into Walmart.
Wow.
And another customer said the screams erupted after about 100 people were waiting in line to snag the Xbox consoles deal that they had going at Walmart.
Oh, so is that what she was trying to get? Like, does it say exactly?
I don't think it says exactly what the person was after. But basically, because the area was just so incredibly crowded, a little pepper spray went a long way. Of course, I'm not sure if it actually was a little pepper spray, but it was a decidedly powerful effect on all involved. So, you know, people, it's just TV.
Yeah, or an Xbox or whatever it is.
Yeah,
she was going nuts for.
It may be a really good deal, but it's not worth pepper spraying just random people online over.
No.
Not okay.
Not at all.
No.
Well, I got a story here that has absolutely nothing to do with pepper spray.
Oh, that.
Or a crazy lady or Xboxes or anything. But it is. Well.
Will it complete our news roundup of things robot attacky?
Well, I think you have a robot story.
I do have a robot story.
I have a robot story.
You have a robot story.
I have. Well, it's sort of robot. It's a story about the Russians trying to contact a stranded Mars probe.
Ooh.
Russian engineers are still trying to communicate with a wayward Mars moon probe, and they have until early December, which is coming up in a few days.
Yeah.
To fix the spacecraft and send it on its way, according to news reports. Russians unmanned Phobos Grunt spacecraft? Ooh, I'm sure there's some Russian way you're supposed to say that. launched November 8th on a mission. So I apologize ahead of time. On a mission to the Martian moon. Oh, the moon Phobos? That's how it's pronounced?
I think so.
Okay, well, I guess that would make sense that you would name the spacecraft after the moon that's going to... Anyway, the probe reached Earth orbit as planned, but its thrusters never fired to propel it toward the red planet.
Oops.
While all attempts to contact Phobos Grunt since then have failed, the mission team hasn't given up hope, according to the Russian news service RIA Novosti. We estimate that the Phobos Grunt will fly until January, and to make it perform its mission, we still have time until the beginning of December. Oh, man. Vladimir Popovikin, head of Russia's Federal Space Agency.
Right.
That's what he said.
Well, that's unfortunate that it didn't quite go as planned. Hopefully the rover pulls through.
Yeah, let's see. It's currently zipping around Earth at an altitude of about 124 miles. First contact with the probe was originally planned to be made at a much higher altitude, So engineers have scaled back the strength of the signals sent to the spacecraft.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
Ooh. It weighs about 14.5 tons, and much of that weight is highly toxic hydrogenized fuel.
chemical fuels.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, I don't want that falling back in the atmosphere, I'm thinking.
They've expressed concern about the fuel, and pieces of the probe itself could pose a danger to people on the ground if the probe ends up crashing to Earth in a month or two. But he downplays those worries.
Well, that's hopefully that's true.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. From robots in space to robots on the ground, South Korea may soon have robotic prison guards.
What?
Yes, indeed. They're actually kind of cute looking, for lack of a better word. It has a little, it's a tri-wheel robot with a couple of cameras in its chest and a little, it's got like a little robot face head. It's interesting. the idea is that they're going to start rolling them out next spring, according to Yonhap News Agency. The guard's about 5 feet tall and equipped with, it's four wheels. I only see three in the picture. Well, maybe it's just one hidden in the background.
It's hidden. It's stealth wheel.
Yes, stealth wheel.
It pulls it out when it, you know, it's in danger. Like, when it needs that extra wheel, it pops out like a gadget, like 007's gadgets, you know.
Maybe. A friendly face and who knows what sorts of pain rays and other implements they are designed to look friendly to inmates, according to the designers. The machines will monitor inmates or abnormal behavior, according to the BBC, and they'll be able to detect prisoner violence and even notice attempts at suicide. Researchers hope this will reduce human guards' workload. The robots will mostly work at night, patrolling correctional facilities and helping prisoners connect with officers, according to the UNHAP agency again. They will be equipped with remote conversation function via the cameras mounted in the torso. They hope to have three guards in the jail at the city of Pohang. After the seeing them in our factories and soon in cars, they're going to show up in prisons too.
Wow. You know, I mean, robots taking over, eventually it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Your plastic pal who's fun to be with. It's a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference.
You nerd.
Whatever.
Nerd.
I'm going to take this from you.
You like it.
All right, so
yeah, I think that's going to wrap up our news.
The news segment.
Yes. I think to give our listeners a little break from all
the chatter,
so they can digest all that useful information we just gave them.
Yes.
We're gonna throw some tunes on.
Alrighty, what's up?
We are going to play a little ditty from a band called Particle Wave.
Ooh.
A song called "So Far Away."
So far away.
You are listening to KCU Santa Clara and Robots Attack. All right, welcome back to Robots Attack. That was Feist with Caught a Long Wind off the album. Is it Metals? Yeah,
yes,
Metals. Metal robots are often made of metal.
See, typically. There you go.
I like that. That was awesome. All right. We've got a little treat for you.
Woo!
Folks out there. We did this a while back. I think like June and July. We got some buddies of ours.
Yes.
We wrangled in the wifey, Caleb, mm-hmm. to participate in this. And we did some recordings of the a fantastically awesome film that is The Phantom Menace.
Love it.
Yes, yes. What we did was we took some scenes from it and we kind of made them our own. We made some copies of the script and assigned each other parts and read them and with our flair.
Yes.
And we're going to play one of the scenes that we did for you now. And, we did this for parody. We did it for fun. So, you know, don't take it seriously. It's not meant to offend anyone or anything like that. And
that includes you, George.
Yes, exactly. Because you know what, Mr. Lucas, you are awesome. And you know what? I don't care that you go back and change your movies, because you know what? They're your movies. I mean, it's up to you. But that's a tangent that's going off. But
different issue.
Exactly. But anyway, let's entertain the audience with a little scene from The Phantom Menace. This one is going to be a scene from Watto's shop.
Ooh.
And we'll see if you can guess who Caleb is playing and who I'm playing. And I'm sure you can probably figure out who Elaine will be playing, even though you've never met her. She's the only female
in this scene.
In this scene. And I believe our buddy Jason,
yes,
who may or may not be listening to this now or later, will get another little surprise hearing his voice over the radio waves.
Woo!
Despite him saying he hates his voice, I think he does a bang up job. So
yes.
Everyone
does a really good. We had a lot of fun doing it.
Exactly.
Now, play it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Interior. Watto's junk shop day. Qui-Gon, Jar Jar, Padme, and R2 enter the dingy junk shop. I'm sorry, dingy. And are greeted by Watto, a pudgy blue alien who flies on a short little wing. Or wings. Like a hummingbird. Hey, Jabba de Nago.
I need parts for a J-Type 327 Nubian.
Ah, yes, a Nubian. We have lots of that. What kind of junk? Bidunko Nabadidunko.
The droid here has a readout of what they need.
A disheveled boy, Anakin Skywalker, runs in from the junkyard. He's about 9 years old, very dirty, and dressed in rags. Watto raises his hand and Anakin flinches. Kunta di Takimalia.
Maltaza Jopaza.
Cha-cha, ganda dawaya. Midwana no bata. So, let me take three back. Nee, you'll find what you need.
R2 and Qui-Gon follow Watto towards the junkyard, leaving Jar Jar with Padme and the young Anakin. Jar Jar picks up a gizmo. Trying to figure out its purpose, Qui-Gon takes the part out of his hand and puts it back.
Don't touch anything.
Jar Jar makes a rude face at Qui-Gon back and sticks out his tongue, his long tongue. Anakin sits on the counter pretending to clean a part, staring at Padme. She's the most beautiful creature he's ever seen in his life. Padme is a little embarrassed by his stare. But she musters up an amused smile. Finally, he gets the courage to speak.
Are you an angel?
What?
An angel! I've heard the deep space pilots talk about them. They live on the moons of Iago, I think. They're the most beautiful creatures in the universe! They are good and kind and so pretty, they make even the most hardened space pirates cry.
Padme looks at him, not knowing what to say.
I've never heard of angels.
You must be one. Maybe you just don't know it.
You're a funny little boy. How do you know so much?
I listen to all the traders and pilots who come in here. I'm a pilot, you know, and someday I'm going to fly from this place.
Oh, you're a pilot.
All my life.
Have you been here long?
Since I was very little. 3, I think. My mom and I were sold to Gardula the Hutt. But she lost us betting on the pod races to Watto, who's a lot better master than Gardula, I think.
You're a slave.
Anakin looks at Padme defiantly.
I'm a prison. My name is Anakin.
I'm sorry. I don't fully understand. This world is strange to me.
Anakin studies her intently.
You're a strange girl to me.
Jar Jar pushes the nose on what appears to be a little droid, and it instantly comes to life, growing legs and arms, and starts marching around, knocking over everything Jar Jar holds on, but can't stop it.
Hit the nose!
Jar Jar hits the nose, and the droid collapses back into its original state. Anakin and Padme laugh. Anakin watches Padme straighten her hair. Exterior, Watto's junkyard behind the shop. Day. Watto reads a small portable monitor he is holding and stands before a hyperdrive. Here it is. A T-14 hyperdrive generator. The unlock. I'm the only one hereabouts who has one. But they might as well buy a new ship. It would be cheaper, I think. Saying of which, how is the going with the pay of this?
I have 20,000 Republican dollars.
Republic credits? Republic credits are no good here. I need something more real.
I don't have anything else, I'm raising my hand. But credits will do fine.
No, they won't. Qui-Gon, using its mind power, waves his hand again.
Credits will do fine.
No, they won't. What do you think this is? You are some kind of Jedi waving your hand around like that. I'm Toydarian. Mind tricks don't work on me. Only money. No money, no parts, no deal. And no one else has a T-16 hyperdrive, I promise you that. Interior, Watto's junk shop day. Jar Jar pulls a part out of a stack of parts to inspect it, and all come tumbling down. He struggles to catch them, only to more down. Anakin and Padme are oblivious.
Wouldn't have lasted long if I weren't so good at fixing things. I'm making my own droid.
Qui-Gon hurries into the shop, followed by R2.
We're leaving.
Jar Jar follows Qui-Gon. Padme gives Anakin a loving look.
It was a glad to meet you.
Anakin.
Anakin Skywalker.
Oh,
I think I read her line. Oops. That's Padme Nabiri.
Padme turns and Anakin looks sad as he watches her leave.
I'm glad I met you too.
Watto enters from the junkyard shaking his head. Utimians, Tinkami Chase Opa Boy Nonona.
La Luvenum Bufa.
Fweepda Naga, Dobbada Bunga Dunga. Anakin lets out a
Yippee!
And runs out of the back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are Robots Attack. And that was a little reading from A Phantom Menace that Caleb and I, Jason, and Caleb's wife, Elaine, did. We hope you enjoyed that. We had a great time doing it. And, you know, it was...
A special times.
Yeah, it was good times.
Very.
Speaking of some more good times, we've got Bookish. The Bookish. San Jose Museum of Art presents Bookish, an exhibition which looks at the influence of the book on visual arts.
Ooh.
The museum is located at 110 South Market Street. More information is available at sanjosemuseumofart.org. And now, it is time for...
And now, it's time for Caleb's Corner!
Hello, everyone. This is my little section where I talk about things that don't really fit anywhere else, but I think are important and should be mentioned. Over this month, I've been talking about SOPA and the Protect IP Act, which are both in Congress right now, or before Congress, I should say, right now. And last episode, I misspoke about what these are about. I said they were about...
How dare you misspeak?
It was a mistake.
Misspoke. Misspeak.
I was confusing my stories.
Speakinging.
Yes.
Go ahead. Proceed.
In my defense, they were still both related because it was the MPAA and the RIAA at the helm of both situations. But specifically SOPA, or the Stop Online Piracy Act and Protect IP Act, will fundamentally break the internet if they are allowed to continue on in their present form. Because what they will do is they will give private industry with lots of lobbying power and too much money and time on their hands the ability to take a website out of the DNS. That's the domain name server system, and that is how you turn google.com into a website, because computers talk in numbers and people talk in words. And the way these acts are written is if someone at the MPAA or the RIAA or some other copyright holder determines that a website is linking to infringing material, they can have that website removed from the DNS.
Whoa.
Yes, whoa indeed. Now,
whoa.
What does that mean to you as an individual? That means that search engines, specifically like Google, that go out and scour the entire internet, and they kind of go the entire internet as much as they can, will undoubtedly find, and if you search hard enough and long enough, link to something that is infringing. And if these bills are allowed to go through unchecked, they will potentially shut down Google or have the power to turn Google off. And
whoa.
Yes. And it's not just Google. It could be anyone. It could be like Joe's tech blog, and he like links to like a song that is actually, it turns out it wasn't actually supposed to be linked anywhere. It was just, it's meant to be a private thing, and then all of a sudden it blows up on the internet. Or even
it blows up on the internet. That's good, right?
Yeah, blowing up the internet could be kind of good, but they could take everyone from, you know, small personal sites all the way up to the big majors: Google, Yahoo, AOL, Tumblr, many other places, YouTube, even like things like that, places, the parts of the internet that we kind of like rely on or expect to always be there, could potentially be removed from service because someone said, I think they're linking to something that they shouldn't. And
whoa.
Yeah, that will break First Amendment rights. And it's just bad policy all around. If you wish to find out more information, please head to AmericanCensorship.org and EFF.net. I believe it's .net. Let me just reconfirm that. But yeah, both of these places have very good EFF.org have very good information about what it is and what you can do about it. There's an EFF on their Take Action page. They have a link that will give you the information to contact your member of Congress. And I highly recommend you do so, because this will affect you, whether you know it right now or not, whether you think that the internet's just that thing that other people do or not. This will, if the private parties, the private industry control a global resource, there's something very wrong with the world.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, it could be like the whole 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon type of thing. I mean, you might think you're safe, but if you really, you know, backtrack and look at your steps and wait, I did this, it relates to this, and this person did this, and this, oh no, I'm trapped in the web of...
Yeah, or even like, you know, like months and months ago, like you found a a neat picture or a link to a trailer or something like that. Like, you know, you're like, oh yeah, they'll just, this is kind of cool. There's a link to it. And it was owned by somebody else, but you didn't know. And they didn't know a person like they could like shut like down, just pull you out of the internet. And the other big problem is there isn't any very good recourse for people that have been had their sites removed other than to complain to the is like a very minuscule amount of power that they have to try and reinstate themselves after they've been removed from the DNS. So it's, yeah, it's the Great Firewall of China, but on an us.
And what was the name of
there's the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA.
And SOPA!
Exactly. And Protect IP. And like, they sound very, very good. Like, stop online piracy. Yes, we should stop online piracy, because piracy is bad. But this is not the way to do it. This is not the way to do it.
But everyone loves pirates. Yar!
Pirates.
Oh,
of the Caribbean.
Yes. Sometimes I get confused, but
because I mean, who it's hard to find someone that doesn't like Johnny Depp, but that's not the point.
That's not the point. That will have us go off on a tangent, and you need to continue with.
Yes. And so AmericanCensorship.org and EFF.org, both places, good places, are good, have good information about this and what you can do about it. Please go. Onto something a little bit more lighthearted.
Yay!
Panasonic has released new Micro Four Thirds format cameras. This is awesome.
All right. Hit me with it. Let me know. Fill me in.
All right. So
explode my belly with knowledge of these cameras and my mind.
All right. So
my whole body, my essence, everything.
I'll do my best. I don't know if I'll quite do that, but it's pretty cool. So
do it. That's a little scary. Don't do that.
So you have in the range of cameras, there are your point and shoot cameras.
Yes.
There are the DSLRs with the big pro lenses and flash kits and all that other stuff.
Yes.
And then there's, in between them is this group called the Micro Four Thirds. And that has to do with the way the image sensors and the bodies are designed. The main difference is that it takes the ease of use of a point and shoot,
mm-hmm,
with the lens kit options of a DSLR.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they're usually thinner bodies because they don't have to have a mirror on a motor that flicks up to take the picture.
Oh, okay.
SLR is single reflex, and that the reflex is the action that the mirror takes when it flips up to let the sensor take a picture. Anyways, so you get when you look at the camera at the back of it, has a little screen like most of your center point and shoot, but you can put cool lenses in front of it, and they have adapters for almost all lenses you can think of.
Oh,
and
nice.
There are some lenses that have been generated specifically for the Micro Four Thirds sensors. And then if you don't want that, you want to pull up get that old Holga look, you can get a Holga lens with the proper adapter, and it will attach to your camera. It's just a really neat way to take the power and the customization of a multi-lens system,
mm-hmm,
with the compactness and ease of use of a point and shoot. So it's kind of an interesting kind of between both formats. It's like, it's still really powerful. It has a lot of the pro features you'd expect from DSLR, but less weight, less bulk, and smaller profile.
Nice.
Very cool.
Do they have they mentioned prices yet or anything?
I'd
imagine they're going to try to shoot for reasonable, since they're going into the market of casual, consumer.
They're on the expensive end of you know, your typical cameras, but they're not like so outrageous that you can't afford them. because honestly, most of the expense for any of these cameras is going to be in the glass, which is the lenses.
The lens, yeah.
And that's where you should spend your money.
Yeah.
Spend the money to get good glass. You will be greatly rewarded for doing so.
Yeah, I've heard if you can get a decent like camera itself is fine, but if it's able to attach like the nice lenses, like that's where you want to put your money. That's where you want to invest in the lens.
Yeah, you can, the Olympus Pin EP1 is available for $400. So.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Like I said, most all of the cost will be in your lenses, but still, it's greatly worth your effort. It looks like they're hovering around $400 to $500 for the bodies, and looks like kit lens. So,
cool.
Yep, the Sony Olympus, Pentax, and Panasonic and Nikon are all making them. The latest Sony one actually got some really good reviews from people in the industry. So,
okay, and you said these are out now, or
out now.
The holidays are coming up. So if this sounds like something, you know someone who's who's got that kind of photo bug and doesn't know exactly what to get, doesn't have all the training yet, this might be a good investment.
If they have enough that they want to do something more than the point and shoot will do, but they don't want to like spend the couple grand it takes to move up to a DSLR, this is a really nice in-between step, and they may never ever need to leave it because it's still really good quality lenses.
Well, sounds cool.
Very cool. So what's next for you?
Oh, for me? Well, let me ask you a question. Does free radio time sound good to you?
Yeah.
Well, KSCU would love to hear from local nonprofits and government agencies. Tell us what services or events are going on, and we just might pass the word on to our listeners. Email traffic@kscu.org with the details.
Cool.
And with that, we shall head into probably our favorite segment because, we can let loose and talk about the things that we love to talk about.
Yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I still, that lady got in the bikini for the dog. I mean, patriot.
For the dog.
For the dog, patriot. I salute her. I mean, hands off. God bless America, So, but beyond that, we're going to get into the stuff we like to talk about in a little segment called The Core.
Going in.
Whoever goes into the core is not coming back.
Core, the core, the core, the core.
Movies.
Sequels suck.
By definition alone, they're inferior films.
Full generalization, many sequels have surpassed their original.
Comics.
As you know, I'm quite keen on comic books. Especially the ones about superheroes.
Video games.
What is that?
Power Glove. I love the Power Glove. It's so bad.
Music.
Top 5 musical crimes perpetrated by Stevie Wonder in the 80s and 90s go.
Tech stuff.
This is the isobelabial interface which controls the main pyramidal drive unit. Don't touch that. Blow up the entire pyramidal drive.
What is a pyramidal drive?
That's right. Get those nerds. Wait, that's us.
Ah,
don't get us.
No.
We're here because we love you.
Don't hurt us, please.
Please, no, don't hurt us. That's right. You've stepped into the core. And believe me, it's a good place to be.
Very good place to be.
Yes, this segment, if you're not familiar with the core, we talk about, as the intro said, comics, movies, video games. We hit it. If it's nerdy, if it's geeky, tech, we talk about it. If we like it, or if we don't like it, then we're going to tell you why and all that stuff.
All that good stuff.
All the good stuff. And we're going to start off the core with the weekend top 10 box office.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, as it should come to no big surprise, the number one movie. Well, why don't you take a guess, Caleb? What do you think?
I'm sparkling. I love you. Will you have my vampire baby?
Oh, I know this one. It was on Final Jeopardy last night.
I love you so much. I would show more emotion, but this is my only range.
Dracula Dead and Loving It. Wait, no.
No, but close. Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
Part 1? There's going to be two parts?
Yeah, they broke it up into two.
Breaking Dawn was broken?
Don't ever do that again.
Okay, sorry.
It made $41.6 million.
What?
Second, number two, which is familiar to someone who is a co-host of this particular show.
Ooh.
The Muppets.
Hey.
Which...
considerably better movie, I think.
Which you saw and you'll be talking about later on.
I will.
So stick around for that. It made $29.2 million. We got number three, Happy Feet 2, 13.3. Number four, Arthur Christmas, 12 million. Number five, Hugo, with 11.3 million. Number six, Jack and Jill, 10 million. Number seven, Immortals, 8.8 million. Number eight, Puss in Boots, 7.5 million. Number nine, The Descendants, 7.3 million. And number 10, Tower Heist, with $7.1 million.
Wow.
There you go. That was the top 10 box office.
Well, that's not too bad. Happy Feet 2. I'm so actually surprised they even made a Happy Feet 2.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting
that a sequel that one.
Yeah, I mean, it was a decent movie. It was just like, yes. When you're throwing out sequels, I guess, yeah, I just wasn't expecting it. But
no.
But it made $13.3 million over the weekend. So
that's pretty decent.
Some people went out to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of movies, what do you got for us?
Well, since we're in list mode, I'm gonna give you the DVD releases for November 29th.
Ooh.
Smallville, the complete series, all ten seasons. That's a lot of hours of TV.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a few of those, but not all.
Yeah.
Not all 10.
Yeah, they're going to release a complete box set for only $238.
Oh, all right. No, for the holidays.
Listing for $339.
Well, you can probably get deals on Amazon or somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. One day, they're also going to be releasing Smallville 10th season as an individual season.
Okay.
For those who have been buying them along the way. Friends with Benefits is December 2nd, so we're going to... 30 minutes or less.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let's see. That one's... here we go. Our Idiot Brother.
Okay.
Snowman.
Never heard of that
one. Cave of Forgotten Dreams.
Vaguely heard of that one.
Adele has a performance video.
Okay.
Voltron, Final Battle.
Ooh.
And, Chillerama. It's apparently a collection of movies that I'm not
about the freezing
with.
Process.
I don't think so.
They'll chill out, Batman.
Oh. No.
It's freeze time.
Moving on to other things. 5 Days of War Blu-ray is coming out.
All right.
Chaos Head, the complete series, is coming out too. And that looks like it's going to be kind of the highlights. It's December 2nd. Yeah. Oh, new Stone Cold Steve Austin documentary thingy is coming out.
All right.
And then another Earth. Independent sci-fi movie, it looks like, so. Check that one out.
Well, there you go. Let's see. Well, I've got a list of the some video games that are releasing this week. Not a whole lot, since a lot of the big ones have kind of already come out in the previous weeks. But
wait, you mean they're not going to try and dethrone Modern Warfare 3?
Well, maybe. We've got Fruit Ninja Puss in Boots for the Android, looks like. Assassin's Creed Revelations for the PC.
Oh, there you go.
Jungle School for the DS. Also for the DS, Fix It Home Improvement Challenge. Heavy Fire Afghanistan for the PC. Ooh, for the Wii, we've got Now. That's What I Call .. Games.
Wow.
Oh, you mentioned Voltron. Well, yes. There's a Voltron arcade game coming out.
Oh, that could be kind of interesting.
We've got Defender's Quest for the PC. Small World Tunnels for the PC.
Yeah, I think we're scraping the barrel. Ooh, for that.
Manny Pacquiao, Pound for Pound, Volume 1.
There you go.
Ooh, Jaws, Ultimate Predator for the Wii. Infinity Blade 2.
Okay.
That's a fairly big one right there.
Yeah, that one's worth mentioning for certain.
Yeah. I know if you got a Mac, not a whole lot of gaming choices, but here's one for you. Mafia 2 Director's Cut.
Ooh. Although they do have Steam.
Yes.
So you can get cool games through Steam. Well, a number of them anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, moving on from there, we have the latest coming out of the comic books, because Comic Book Wednesday is tomorrow.
Ooh.
At least for certain ones. But let's see. We got new Avengers Origins, Thor. Actually, before I just jump into the big list, because there's like hundreds of these that come out on previews every month.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump over to the crew over a website called iFanboy, which specialize in comics and comic book related things.
Okay.
Like super dedicated. They have a pick and pull list. Their short list is Spaceman number 2, which is they don't list the publisher here, but it's by Brian Azalero and Eduardo Risso. And then there's Haunt with Joe Casey and Nathan Fox, and that's Haunt number 19 to be specific. Then there's FF number 12, not Fantastic Four, but FF number 12, with Jonathan Hickman and Juan Bobbio as the lead creators for that. So those are the three that Ron specifically, Ron Kilpatrick, no, Connor Kilpatrick. Which one's Ron? Anyway, the guys that
Ron,
iFanboy recommend.
Always getting left out.
Recommend for picking up. There's going to be a new BPRD, which is the Bureau for Paranormal Research and Defense, which is the Hellboy storyline. New Fables; those are usually pretty solid. I mentioned Thor. There's all the ones coming out of the new 52 from DC. IDW and Image, lots of stuff out of there. Darkness, Haunt, Savage Dragon, like the most like solid series in quite some time, just putting out issue after issue after issue. Marvel's got a bunch too. Deadpool, Ghost Rider's got a new issue where Ghost Rider's now a woman, so.
There you go.
That could be interesting. Let's see who else. Dynamite's got their line of old TV show related things like the Green Hornet and Kato. There's a Sarah Palin comic book.
Oh, God.
G.I. Joe versus Cobra.
There you go.
That's worth looking into.
That'll wash the taste of that Sarah Palin comic you just mentioned out of my mouth.
So yeah, lots of good stuff. If you go to previewsworld.com/public, you can, if you look on the right hand, the left hand navigation for new releases, you can find the full list there. It's way more than we have time to go through tonight.
Yeah.
Way.
Probably
way,
take a whole half an hour or 45 minutes to go through all of them.
Yeah, well, new Conans as well. Way. I'm still scrolling while I was saying way, and I was like, there's too many.
Too much comics to take in to my brain and read with my eyeballs.
Yes.
Well, now I'm going to give you a little list since we are technically on the radio. I should probably, you know, let people know, hey, what's coming out in music?
Music.
Not as much as comics, but there is a rather big list. So I'll try to find some ones that sound somewhat familiar and some ones that I've never heard of. Because you know what? It's not just about me. You know, there are other artists out there that, you know, maybe people listening will be like, oh, I know about that one. And, you know, I don't know it, but you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, music is sharing and all that stuff.
True.
So we got, let's see, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Ooh.
Looks like, see, the thing is, those CDs sound familiar. Maybe they're like rehashes.
Yeah.
Gish, Siamese Dream. Those sound familiar.
So I'm pretty sure the Siamese Dream was released a while back.
Yeah. So maybe they're just like rehashes, like redone or something like that. But
remastered.
Yeah. Like they have, let's see. Well, okay. It looks like there's a Jane's Addiction's got a CD. We've got the Party Cats, Kids Dance Party 3. It's a salute to that. We've got Throwing Up. There you go. Soundtrack for the television show Sons of Anarchy.
There you go.
Looks like that collects from seasons 1 through 4. We've got a Grateful Dead soundtrack. Clearly, probably not a new one. Well, yeah, because I don't think those guys touring still, like or making, I should say, probably are still touring, but are they making new, you know, they're making new music?
I think that
this probably sounds horrible. Like
the band called The Dead, I think, is still doing like that stuff. I'm not certain.
Those guys are DJs on the radio and they don't even know that. For shame.
But yeah, no, Gish and Siamese Dream were released in 91 and 93, respectively.
Okay, see, and it's, you know, it must be just some new thingy or something.
Yeah, remastering of some sort.
Beggars and Thieves, We Are the Brokenhearted. That's the name of that album. Gorillaz, they're releasing the singles collection. Let's see. And yes, live from In the Present. There you go. I think that'll be enough. You can, you know, if you want to check out all of them, I've been looking at this place called the New Music Tip Sheet. .com, but you know, you got places like Amazon and the Billboard, the Rolling Stone, and all those things. I'm sure we'll list them as well.
But, yeah. Well, we could take a brief pause to let you know that a well-placed shade tree can reduce energy costs, filter pollution, and even increase property value. Our city forest is a 501c3 nonprofit working to cultivate a sustainable community and vibrant urban forest. Our city forest offers free trees to be planted in schools, parks, and residential parking strips in San Jose. More information is available by calling 408-998-7337 or by visiting ourcityforest.org.
Cool beans, man. Well, I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Since we've got about 10 minutes of show left of the show, I mean, I can't believe it. This section always flies by too fast. But I mentioned, I teased a little bit earlier that someone who, you know, co-hosts the show saw The Muppets.
The Muppets!
So tell us all, what, how was it? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it stinky? Was it the greatest film you've ever seen? The best Muppets film you've ever seen? Or lay it down for us.
It was definitely one of the better Muppets movies, to be certain. It was a very good Muppets movie. I liked it a lot. If I had to say it has, it's one quote-unquote flaw might be that it sort of relies on a certain amount of prior knowledge of the Muppet Show.
Okay.
Now, that said, that is for that extra bit of joy that you get from the movie. If you don't know the Muppet Show very well, you will still probably enjoy the movie, just not quite as much as if you had, like, if you've grown up with the Muppets or the Muppet Show.
So like inside jokes or that kind of thing, just the way certain characters act, like if you're not familiar with the Muppets, you won't.
Not quite as funny. You'll hear some people laughing, but you'll laugh too. But some people might be really laughing as opposed to just chuckling, like you might be, like if you weren't as familiar. And just certain, like, the overall plot and the storyline is sort of about the Muppets. They've been apart and now they're getting back together again.
So
there's a certain amount of, like, dynamic that if you didn't know it as well, it might be a little bit, take a little getting used to. But other than that, it's a lot of fun. As one reviewer described it, it's one of the world's greatest love letters to the Muppets. Like, you know, it's a bunch of people that really like the Muppets got together and made a movie. This would be it. And this is what they did.
Oh, okay. So, as far as the story goes, like what's it about? Without spoiling anything, but
right, basic plot line is you are introduced to two guys, Walter and can't remember the other guy's name, but Jason, the character that Jason Segel plays.
Okay,
and Walter is a Muppet, but not a normal human being like the other characters and some of the other characters in the movie, and he is. Obviously he's a big fan of the Muppets because he doesn't fit in with the regular kids. But so they go to they plan a trip out to Muppet Studios.
Okay.
And while they're there, Walter finds out that the Muppets are the villains trying to buy Muppet Studios so he can tear it down and drill for oil underneath the Muppet Studio. Yes, okay. classic like, kind of over the top.
What?
Yeah, there, but the Muppet Studio is all like torn down, but they're trying to, if the Muppets can raise enough money to buy back their studio, they get to reclaim their name and all this other stuff. It's a lot of kind of, if you've seen any of the other movies or the show, there's a kind of some of the classic story type telling methods used, all the montage for collecting characters. And there's some pretty clever jokes that I thought were in there. Like, we can't drive to Paris. That's too far away. Well, we should travel by map. there's a lot of fun
like that. Like,
yeah.
Like you said, if you're familiar with the Muppets and their style,
mm-hmm.
Actually kind of speaking on that, let's say someone's listening. It's like, yeah, I'm interested in checking out, but I've never watched any of the Muppets before. Like, what would you recommend? Okay, go and watch this X, Y, and Z first before you go see the Muppet.
If you can find any of the old TV shows on YouTube or wherever, I would recommend watching a couple of those.
Okay.
Or the Muppets movie, the very first Muppets movie. That will kind of give you a good primer on a lot of the characters but you don't need to know a lot to go into it. It's just kind of nice. Or if you can find like reruns of Muppets Tonight or something like that. That would also give you, it won't be quite the same because it's not focused on Kermit and Piggy and the rest of them, but you can still get enough of the feel of the Muppets out of that show to translate.
Oh, okay. Do they do a good balance between like the human stuff and the Muppet stuff?
I thought the movie all is a decent balance, and there are several points where it's almost sort of self-aware of what it is.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like a little conceit to the audience, like, yes, we know.
Breaks the fourth wall, or kind of like the Muppets way, kind of way.
Yeah, like, there's a scene where like they're doing like a musical number in the street, and you know, the main characters get on the bus and drive away, and after they get out of frame, someone in the background shouts, "All right, they're gone!" And everyone in town just kind of goes, "Oh," falls over because they were dancing and singing and stuff. So it's pretty good. Things like that.
So what would you rate it out of 5 stars? What would you give it? 5 being, you know, the best, and 1 being
skip.
Yeah.
I would give it a solid 3 and a half. You know, it's there are certain things that, you know, a little overdone, a little too cheesy at times, but it's never too much. And it's kind of the Muppet way of doing things. There's a certain amount of cheese that comes along with that. So,
oh, okay.
It's a very enjoyable movie.
Cool. We've got a few minutes. I got a quick little video game related story. Why don't I can do this and then we can wrap it up.
Sure.
There's a rumor. I got this off of IGN.com. There's a rumor of a Smash Brothers style game coming to PlayStation.
Ooh. Who would they be featuring?
Well, over the last couple of days, rumors have been furiously circulating concerning a PS3 exclusive fighting game in the style of Nintendo's ubiquitous Smash Brothers series. This game, apparently called or codenamed Title Fight, has been talked about at a personal blog called the Paul Gale Network over several posts, with the writer apparently having an inside source at the game's developer, purported to be Superbot Entertainment. As noted by Eurogamer, Superbot Entertainment's website confirms at the very least that it's an exclusive developer for Sony Computer Entertainment America, and that it's currently toiling away on a PS3 exclusive, giving some credence to the rumor. Eurogamer also points to job advertisements posted by Superbot Entertainment, so, you know, looking for certain developers who are familiar with fighting games and all that sort of thing.
Right.
According to the report on Paul Gale Network, fighters are rumored to include Kratos,
Parappa the Rapper?
Yeah, the rapper. Nathan Drake, Sly Cooper, Fat Princess, Colonel Mayo Redek from Killzone, and Sweet Tooth.
Interesting.
Yeah, they got a little screen grab posted on the site. The final roster is rumored to include more than 20 Sony characters. They apparently reached out to Sony about the rumor, and per usual, Sony responded and does not comment on rumors and speculations. We will update when they hear more. So, you know, keep your eye out on IGN for that, and, you know, wherever else you get your gaming news. I like that site, but there's others like Joystick and Kotaku and all that stuff.
There's a lot of good gaming news out there.
But yeah, that's probably going to do it for us. As we mentioned earlier, you know, we're Robots Attack, and we love it when you participate in the show. And by doing that, we mean tweeting us at Twitter at our
Robots Attack Me,
and emailing us at our website, robotsattack.me. It's robotsattackshow@gmail.com.
Exactly.
And you can like us on Facebook, leave us a comment, let us know what you think. And, you know, if you're unable to listen to the show live, since it is kind of at a later time, never fret. We do take the show, we record it, and we put it up on our site. We try to get it on there as soon as possible. But yeah, just look out on there. And we also have another little show that Caleb does.
A little
promote that, might as well.
It's a show called Around the Water Cooler, and it's it's a little bit more of a gabbish show. There's less structure to it, and we just kind of turn on microphones, hit the record button, and hang out. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, it's Around the Water Cooler. I think we've done like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check that out. But, yeah, thanks again for listening to us. This has been Robots Attack. And, yeah, you're listening to KSCU Santa Clara, 103.3.
The Underground Sound.
Take it easy, everybody.
Raccoon. Verona. Misto.